Hello, world, and you're listening to Everything EHC. My name is Maceo, your host, and we have a very special podcast happening for you right now already. Officially, our campers aren't even here yet. We got some great folks to meet here on this special edition, but first I'd like to meet the man who is making my life very easy this summer. I mentioned him in my first podcast. He's loaning us this fantastic piece of machinery to do these podcasts all over the camp. You might be able to hear some goats in the background, but please introduce yourself. Tell us who you are, what you're about, where you're from, and why you're here.
Well, hello, friends. I am Jamie Gump. I'm the Youth Services Coordinator at the Lighthouse for the Blind in San Francisco. I am from Menlo Park, and I've been coming to camp since I was 12 years old, and absolutely love it as much as all of us do.
Perfect, perfect. Can you give us a little audio description of where we are at camp right now?
Certainly, and I'm glad you asked that, because this is one of the places I spent a lot of time as a youngster. Right now, where we're standing is the space directly behind the yurt, and slightly above the kiva. And this used to have a tactile garden that I would come and spend many, many nature periods in. But right now, it's the home of a very nice picnic table that I believe is made out of wood that was cut here on camp.
Yes.
So it's a very special, unique gathering space outside that I think is awesome.
Perfect. Thank you for placing us here at camp at EHC. How did you mention how long you've been coming to camp?
I started in 2002 when I was 12.
Right. Okay. And you've been just coming ever since, and now you're part of the Lighthouse, and you're back up here doing what? Who do we have here with us?
So right now, we are with the CITs, or the Counselor in Training, and my task this summer is to train these young folks to become the next generation of leaders at EHC, and bring all the wonderful experiences that we know that occur at camp to the next generations.
Excellent, excellent. As you can hear, there is talking going on in the background. The program staff has the night off as we are waiting for our campers to arrive. So everybody's milling around, having a nice time. We just had some nice dinner. People are just chilling out and yelling. You can hear it happening. That's so great. So what are we going to do here, Jamie, with your CITs here? What should we do?
I would love for them to introduce themselves, share where they're from, how long they've been affiliated with camp and in different ways. I mean, and what's the best or the most impactful lesson you've learned this week during your CIT training?
Honest answers are acceptable.
Yes.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us here, Jamie. I'm really excited for everybody to hear these folks as we go down the line here.
Hi, my name is Harry. I'm from LA, and I think an important thing that that I got from this week is that there's many stuff that the staff do to prepare for the campers and all the activities and amazing job they do to prepare themselves
too. How do you feel like you prepared? What did you have to do to prepare for this week?
I pay attention to the meetings, and I think I have a good skills on picking up the directions and stuff.
Yeah, you got good O&M skills. You get around pretty good. How long you been coming to camp, Harry?
This is my first summer.
First summer, and you can get from the dining hall to the kiva beanbag really easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice job. Nice job. First year camper, cruising around. Harry, you're super helpful. Great spirit here at Enchanted Hills Camp. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Yeah, right on. All right, next up, who do we got?
My name is Adam. I'm from Sunnyvale and Mountain View, California. This is my 11th summer at EHC. The skills that I learned this week are be patient, be flexible, be respectful of other people's ideas, and listen and understand where they're coming from, and keep an open mind and drink lots of water.
That's important.
Sounds like you were paying pretty good attention there, Adam Moody. You did a virtual CIT last year, didn't you?
Yeah.
That was a little different than this?
Yes. Yeah.
It's glad to have you here with us this year. Glad you get to have the full experience here at Enchanted Hills Camp. So thank you, Adam,
and
for sharing.
M-O-D-Y.
M-O-D-Y? Moody or Modi?
Modi.
Modi. There it is. See, he's getting me right. I've been calling him Adam Moody the whole time. Modi. All right, Rocco, you're up.
Hi, my name is Rocco. I'm from Salinas, California. I've been coming here since 2010. Is there anything else that I should say?
What have you gotten out of this program this week, Rocco?
I think it's been a challenging experience. It's kind of been challenging my rigidity, I guess.
Good word. Good word. How are you feeling, though? Are you okay? You having fun?
Yeah?
Is there something in particular that you've enjoyed doing while you've been here doing CIT?
I think that something that I've enjoyed while here is probably opening campfire, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a lot of hard work, though. Long days, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Is it what you expected?
Not quite.
Yeah, excellent.
But nothing really makes up for practical experience, for sure.
Good answer. Good words there, Rocco. Nice comments. That's what we want to hear. Are you looking forward to the campers arriving and getting this going?
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you for your comments, Rocco. That's super excellent.
You're welcome.
I'm going to just lean over you a little bit here and move the mic down to Monzi here. And then I'll come down on that end. Oh, sorry. Here we go.
Cool.
Edit that. Okay.
Yeah.
Monzi, you're up.
Hi, I'm Monzi. I am from Seaside, California, and this is my fifth time here at EHC. This CIT program has definitely opened my eyes a lot, as ironic as that sounds. it's definitely taught me that there's a lot that goes behind the scenes in terms of, you know, activities like events like camp and stuff. It's definitely a lot. And I've learned a lot of skills that I will not only use as a CIT and maybe a counselor in the future, but also in other aspects in my life. And one really cool thing that happened, I guess, throughout the week was that I never, ever stopped learning. I never went one day without being like, oh, okay, this is new. It's definitely been a interesting but fun experience.
Good. Was it what you expected coming into the program?
Yes, because I did the virtual one last year as well.
Oh, that's right. You were part of the virtual one. And Rocco was too, actually, wasn't he?
Yep.
But part of the virtual one.
Yep.
Yeah. Excellent comments, Monzi. Are you ready for tomorrow?
I am.
You are ready for tomorrow. She's got a big smile on her face, everybody. She is ready to go. I saw you napping today. Got in a nap. Everything is good. Yeah, everybody's feeling right. Got the whole program going on. Let's see if I can reach across here and get it to go. Thank you, Monzi.
Yeah.
And then when you're done, you can
put it on. That's going to be a fun sound.
I can't. I'm sorry. We can edit that one out.
That's going to
that nice little thud there.
I feel bad.
That was the Bavronk-de-Ponk there.
Yes.
Flabbergen-gurgen.
Yeah,
Flabbergen-gurgen. Great typing right now.
We'll edit that whole bit out right there.
Maybe not. It might be really cool. All right. People are going to get a thud in their ears.
You know what you should do? Like the smell funny parts at the end.
What's a Flabbergen Gerger?
All right.
Okay.
Lachlan, you're up.
Yeah. My name is Lachlan Ryan. I'm from Meadow Vista, California, and I've been coming to camp since 2012. I'd say one of the things that the CIT program has taught me would be definitely, like, flexibility, because I feel like flexibility means, you know, not only being flexible with your schedule and other people's schedule, but with your needs and other people's needs. And I think that's something that I'm still learning, is that, like, everyone's impairment is different, and that, you know, accommodating that doesn't always look the same for different people.
Excellent, excellent comments. So you've been coming since when?
Since 2012.
2012. I started in 2014, and Lachlan was one of my youths, my first youth,
yes,
in my cabin.
I do remember
and
that.
And audio description, he's a foot taller than me now.
We'll
probably get
just a little bit.
Some photos
can,
of that.
You could post something on the website. Make sure you're not on your toes.
Lachlan, it's always a joy to have you here. You're one of those campers that was also as helpful as you were polite and kind, and having fun at the same time. You have a really nice balance and a good understanding of what Enchanted Hills Camp is all about, and we've always appreciated that about you.
Thank you.
So happy to see you here in the CIT program. Everybody here obviously has a future EHC. That's what you're all looking for, you know what I mean? And it's nice to see such a nice group of young folks. All right, here we go. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Bennett Vernick, and this is my first time at EHC, and I'm really enjoying it. I live in San Francisco, California, and one of my favorite experiences so far is flexibility is a big one, not necessarily flexibility, but like being given something and taking it without questioning it is kind of how I want to put it. So yeah, without like being mad or something.
People on the podcast, that was not a natural duck. That was a Jamie's pocket duck.
And Windsor's here.
And Windsor's very excited now.
We have some ducks here at camp.
Yep.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I was like, oh, I guess up every morning.
In the woods.
Behind the yard.
Some of them are louder than others.
Sorry, Bennett. We didn't mean to interrupt what was happening there with funny ducks. But, okay, so, yeah, no, great words. You're saying we just do stuff here.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If somebody needs something, we go do that. We make it happen.
Yes.
Not only for ourselves and for our campers, but also for our teammates, your CIT teammates. Your leader, Jamie Gump, right? There's just a willingness of spirit to do stuff here at EHC.
Yes.
I like that. I like that so much. You plan on coming back?
Probably, yes.
Probably. He's thinking about it. Yeah.
I'm 17 now, so probably as a counselor or maybe as a CIT.
Sure.
So, yeah, I'm excited.
Excellent.
I'm really enjoying it so far.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay, so back to Mr. Jamie Gump. How do you think they did there?
They did amazing.
Yeah.
And I think there's a word that a couple folks used through that I think is very appropriate for this group of CIT. And that is willingness. Willingness to try. Willingness to learn. Willingness to give it a second chance. And willingness to just have fun. And I think those are all very important things to be a good CIT and future counselor.
That's it. It's an important thing to be like that for the future of camp, all the way up to area leaders, all the way up to Tony. There has to be a willingness to make everything as accessible and awesome as possible. So these kids are sitting there trying so hard not to laugh because the goats are just going crazy down there. And all of their faces are like bubbled out with grins on them like.
Hey, Maceo, I've got a question.
Okay.
Can I ask all the CITs on the count of three to try to imitate the goat?
Yes,
sound?
Let's turn it around. Let's turn it around.
That's great.
Are we ready?
Yes. Yes.
One, two, three.
All right, gang. Hello, EHC.
EHC is the place to be.
Congratulations to our CITs as we get ready to roll tomorrow for our first day of campers, 3 weeks of teens. We're looking forward to it. Thank you all so much for being part of the show. Thank you, Jamie Gump.
Thank you, Maceo.
Yeah, excellent. You're listening to Everything EHC. We got so many more shows ahead of us for the rest of the month, so keep checking back here at maceo.net. Thank you for listening. Thank you to all our listeners. Thank you to our CITs. Thank you, EHC, for being the place to be. We are out.